Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in the bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone knows that they bringing along.
Locked in, I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
How you talking, boo?
Yeah, buddy, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
Oh, we were so close to having a Panthers montage to start the show. So close.
Late run.
I was as I was watching the game, I'm like, I'm hearing it the way Solana's gonna cut it up for the victory montage on Monday. And we were so close. It was a heartbreaking loss for the Panthers last night. And that place looked electric, and this is so good for hockey in South Florida, and you can't have a one-goal lead with less than 10 minutes to go in a playoff game against a tough team and lose the game outright in regulation. Like, you can't do what happened to the Panthers yesterday, but one game, Crowder, one game out of seven.
Yeah, and this is going to be a long series.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like team. This goes seven. Yep.
Yeah, strong start. You know, a little lackadaisical finish, but we'll fix that. Coach Hughes gonna fix that, baby. I got all kind of confidence right now. Still,
I saw a tweet yesterday, and it was just from some unknown, unnamed guy on Twitter, and he wrote, "I don't know a ton about hockey, but I know Bobrovsky isn't the Panthers' best goalie," and it's super simple. It's a simple tweet. And I think I might fall into that category at this moment where, hey, he made some great saves. There's no question. There were times where he was splayed out and, I mean, just looked boss back there. But there were also some times where I'm like, yeah, you can't give up some of those goals, or you can't go all in on a block that he went in on one of the saves. So if it was up to me, I would start Chris Drieger tomorrow.
Ooh, already.
Yep. These games are too important. First of all, you can't go down 0-2 to Tampa. And, you know, you let in five goals. I mean, you know, we have the luxury. So, you know, we talked with Moeller before the playoffs began. He said Vasilevsky is Tampa's goalie. You know, barring something unforeseen, Vasilevsky's going to be their goalie, you know, for every game, essentially. You might see him get rest if they're in a position to do so. We have the luxury of two good goalies, maybe three. And I would just say the Panthers, with their history and the way that they're just teetering on something so great, it feels like, I would immediately make the switch to Drieger for game two.
But my only question is, and the defending champions, the Lightning, with I struggle with these four names. Vasilevsky,
yeah.
They won the championship. Like, it's not normal to go in and out of goalies like that. I've gathered through the year, but like you say, we've had people justify it to us where, no, it's a good thing to have both. But if the team that's winning the championship doesn't have two, are we going to change the way hockey's been for years? Like, a lot of teams don't go in and out of goalies when the playoff run.
I'm just telling you, I watched Bobrovsky last night. He wasn't, you know, it wasn't like he was miserable. But there were a couple times where I said, that shouldn't be happening. Right. And I would immediately. Now, obviously, Coach Q will make the final decision. We'll find out tomorrow, I'm guessing. Sometime later in the show would be my guess. Maybe we'll find out today. I don't know. What would you do, Solana?
It's Driedger. It's got to be Driedger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, some bad calls last night was a storyline, too, all
terrible
day long.
Calls. Terrible calls.
We have Goldie coming. I need to know what goalie interference is. Do you have to brush his shoulder or do you have to move him? Because nobody touched that damn goalie.
I will tell you that when they show. So at the beginning of the game, I was watching it on NBC Sports Network because the Bally Sports feed up in Boca didn't work until like the end of the first period. So I was watching the national broadcast. So I'm interested to hear what Goldie says, because on the national broadcast, at first they were like, huh, not seeing it. Then they did some overhead shots, and they said, you know what? I think it was Sam Bennett. And they were pointing that Sam Bennett kind of turned Vasilevsky a little bit with his stick when he didn't have the puck. And you cannot touch the goalie when you don't have the puck. They didn't think it was the worst call in the world. Now, there's a rule that if you're going for the puck, which I think Bennett was, I thought it was a terrible call. I'm just telling you that the national feed, NBC Sports Network, kind of was on board with it after they watched the overhead replay a couple of times. So, all right. Let's do headlines here because there is so much to get to today. We know who the Heat are matched up against. We've got Panthers game 2 to look ahead to tomorrow. Chris Bosch went into the Hall of Fame. That was excellent, or will go into the Hall of Fame. So much from the weekend. So let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
By the way, I was watching the Bally Sports feed. Wasn't streaming it. I was watching live. And, yeah, Goldie and Mulder, not happy. They were not happy in that first period.
I can tell you that even without watching it, I know Mulder wasn't. Goldie sometimes can be a little more objective. So he was not happy.
Not at all. And they were right. Like, Mohler was disgusted with the call. It leads to the goal quickly. It's a change of momentum. I know Panthers end up tying it less than a minute later. But still, like, that could have been a huge momentum swing, and it went the other way for the Lightning.
It was. 100% it was. It was not only did they take away the goal, but like Solana just said, it led to the other goal for Tampa so quick. I mean, that's a full goal swing to the other team. Like, it to me, it was a BS call. But I'm not an expert.
And we're talking about how close these teams are in all sports. Like, yeah, you swing the momentum like that and points are put on the board, taken off of our board and put on your board in this tightly matched, competition. Come on, man. That was the game. Think about it. Two goals swing, they lose by one. The Panthers would have won by one if you swing that back around. Yeah, I think it was huge.
Somebody texts in, funny, Bob was 4-0 versus the Lightning 2 years ago. Now he's no good. Maybe blame some of the defenders, too, not all on the goalie. Absolutely some of the defenders' fault. I will remind you, he was 4-0 against the Lightning on a different team, so I don't have to mention that. Like, I don't have to care about that too much. He doesn't have a track record doing anything great in the playoffs with the Panthers because that was his first playoff game with the Panthers, and no one said that he's no good. I'm just telling you, every hockey expert we've had on, from Kevin Weeks to Goldie to Mohler to Doug Plagans to, what was that guy's name, Dave Reed from NHL Network, they have all said the Panthers are in a luxurious position to have two really good goaltenders. So to go to Chris Driedger, I don't believe is saying that Sergei Bobrovsky is no good. I think you're utilizing what you have as a team. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they go to Driedger, but we'll find out. Coach Q will be the arbiter.
So tomorrow, 8 p.m., It's game two between the Panthers and the Lightning. So the NHL, they're having a hearing over Sam Bennett's hit last night, a boarding call that I guess was just a bit over the top over Tampa Bay. There is a possibility, depending on what the NHL decides, that Bennett, our center, big time since big acquisition right before the trade deadline, may miss some games here.
Yeah, he's been really good, so hopefully he doesn't, but keep our fingers crossed.
So the Heat, they split their games over the weekend, a loss to Milwaukee with no Jimmy Butler on Saturday, and then yesterday beat Detroit in essentially a meaningless game. They end up in the sixth seed, one game back of the 4-5, the Hawks and the Knicks. They'll play Milwaukee, the three seed, coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so I just saw some odds released for the series. You want to guess, Solana? Crowder's computer has frozen, so he'll be back with us the next segment, I'm guessing. He's trying to unfreeze his computer. You want to guess what the odds are, who the favorite is, Bucks versus Heat?
I would guess the Bucks are the favorite in this series, Hawk.
And do you think they're a big favorite or a slight favorite?
Like minus 275, something along those lines?
Minus 325. Minus 325. The Bucks are a big favorite over the Miami Heat. Heat are plus 270. So that means if you want to bet the Milwaukee Bucks to win the series, you bet $325 to win 100. If you want the Heat, if you think the Heat will win the series, you bet $100 to win $270. That's a big underdog for round one.
I bet if you went back to last year in the Bubble Hawk, those odds were probably similar to what they are this year as well, with Milwaukee being the heavy favorite.
I agree. And I think I'm leaning towards betting the Heat there. I think at plus 270, that's too rich to pass up, isn't that?
I mean, you know where I lie in this conversation.
You got guts.
I've got guts, and I'm willing to put my money on my guts.
I mean, the Bucks, they're good. They got Giannis, but man, plus 270 for the Heat to win in the first round, defending Eastern Conference champions, a team that beat the Bucks last season in the playoffs. I think I got to bet that.
And doesn't it feel, we've talked about it last week, I know this weekend you play the Bucks, you lose, but without Jimmy Butler, doesn't it feel like the Heat have finally figured it out come playoff time?
Yep, 100%. 100%. All right, what else you got in the headlines?
By the way, the Heat, they announced today that the attendance limit for games 3 and 4 will be up to 8,600 people allowed at the American Airlines Arena. That's a 44% capacity at the AAA.
Yeah, very cool. Panthers had about 9,000 there last night. And just the energy was ridiculous. I imagine it will be for the Heat as well.
Los Marlins, they beat the Dodgers 3-2. They avoid the sweep in LA. They'll begin a three-game series tomorrow in Philadelphia. You saw these new jerseys, Hawk, that the Marlins unveiled today, along with Nike.
So cool. So cool.
The City Connect uniforms, they pay homage to the Havana Sugar Kings, and they're fresh. They're legit. Like, I've never been so excited to throw money at a baseball jersey.
Somebody else texts in, Bobrovsky is 12-21 in the playoffs. As a Penguins fan, we loved seeing him in the playoffs. Panthers better make that switch. Somebody else texts in, we need to hear, and I love how far and close he got. We need to hear who Sam Pizzoli bet on, the Canadian bettor. Rob Pizzola, I actually talked with him today because I always talk hockey with him. He is coming on with us on Wednesday, and he will give us his hockey bets, and he's coming to Florida. He's going to be in Florida starting tomorrow, and he will give us his hockey bets. I know he had the Lightning last night, and he'll give us his Heat series bets. So Sam Pizzoli in a couple of days.
You think Sam Pizzoli calls Timmy Hortons Timmy Hose?
Oh, we'll find out. Put together all my Canada questions, please.
Inter Miami, they beat Cincy FC 3-2 yesterday, a close one. They blew a 2-0 lead, come back thanks to a Gonzalo Higuain goal in the 85th minute. Big win for La Rosas. They'll play Chicago in Chicago on Saturday.
All right, very good.
And you mentioned it. Chris Bosch elected to the Hall of Fame class of 2021, along with Paul Pierce, Chris Webber, and Ben Wallace.
Paul Pierce. I mean, he's such a terrible broadcaster. I'm very glad that he's off The TNT broadcaster, or ESPN broadcaster. He's such a terrible broadcaster, but he was a hellified player. I'm not going to hate.
Bum.
All right. Anything else?
Think we got Crowder back? Hey,
Crowder's back. All right.
Hey, the defense let down Bob. This broadband let me down. Goodness gracious. Pay too much money for this AT&T.
What's your internet service? Bobrovsky.com?
Don't do that to Bob. Y'all leave my Bob.
That's terrible. Terrible. Who's providing your internet? Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Oh, here we go.
All right.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop. There it is.
Hawk and Crowder.
Solana just asked me during the commercial break there, did I watch the F1 reality show on Netflix? Because he was raving about it last week. And I always tell people what they want to hear. Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch it. That's a great idea. I'm going to watch it. I do that with everything. I've done that with League of Their Own for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we know you'll lie. That's kind of what you're saying in many words. I'll lie.
But I will tell you, you told me to watch, when we first started working together, you told me to watch Life. I watched it, loved it. Instantly became one of my favorite movies.
I'm glad.
What else have you told? Oh, you told me to watch Step Brothers. Yeah, sorry, yes. I lost faith in your guys' recommendations. So sorry. You told me to watch Step Brothers. But no, I did not watch the F1 show. That's always like a punch in the gut, right? When you ask someone to watch something, they say they will, and then you come to the conclusion that they're never going to watch it. You know, I've done that to you, Solana, with some movies. I've asked you to watch certain movies, and I know you're not going to watch them. You still haven't watched any of the Rocky movies, have you?
No. I've told you I'm going to watch them. I do the same move as you. I'll tell everybody, I'll watch that. I'll add it to my list, and I'm not getting to it. Come on.
It's weird, because I had time this weekend. I just ended up watching more episodes of Dateline, which, I mean, they're always the same. It's different, but they're the same. It's every time I watch Dateline, I'm always like, oh, my God, how can people be so evil? I always have the same exact reaction, but I keep watching it.
Humans still surprise you, Hawk?
They still surprise me. Is that my naivete? They still surprise. I'm always amazed at Dateline that one human could be as evil to another human as I see on this show.
I think the Saw series made me just numb to everything humans do. I was like, ugh, who thought of this? Yuck. Never mind.
I don't like Dateline. Hey, what would you do? What?
I was going to say, you know what? You're talking about just a punch in the gut is when you start watching a series with your significant other and then you figure out they're not waiting for you. Because my wife does that to me where we'll be on episode 4 and episode 5 will start together and she'll be playing on her phone and she'll just say little things and I know she wouldn't know what's going on. And she left me in the middle of the night. So when I go to sleep, she'll watch it without me. That's what gets to me.
That bums me out too. My wife has done that before, and I'm like, have you seen this? Like, did we watch this episode? Because then I start questioning, well, maybe I just forgot. Old Abuelo over here. Maybe I just forgot seeing this episode. And she'll be like, no. And then it's like a casual, no, you haven't seen this yet. And I'm like, wait, I haven't seen this yet.
Yes.
Are you implying you have seen this? What exactly has transpired here?
Yes. Because I'll be like, Tommy's going to die. Tommy ain't going to die. I said, what? How you know Tommy ain't gonna die? Yeah, I'm glad it's not just me. That makes me.
You watch
feel
any
better.
Shows with your girlfriend, Solana?
I'm the guy that will watch everything without her because my girlfriend, her schedule, she's a nurse and she has like 12 other jobs. She never has time to watch shows. We started The Office 2 years ago. We're just getting to season 7 now. I'm sorry. Like I'm the kind of guy where I like one episode. I'm binge watching the rest of the show. So I don't tell her that I watch it, and I won't come clean about it. I'll just act surprised as the episode's happening.
Wait a second. You're watching The Office now?
I've already seen The Office. I've seen it.
Oh,
she knows,
okay. All right.
She
okay.
knows
All
I've
right.
seen The Office. The reason why we're watching it now is because I wanted her to watch it with me.
I got you.
But
got you. Okay.
She's not good about being on top of watching shows. She'll watch one episode, and then she'll want to watch the second episode 3 weeks later. I can't do that. If I'm watching a show, I'm all in on the show.
Solana, you're my boy and all, but your description just happened. She has 13 jobs. She's a nurse. She's a frontline worker. she's not out with the girls smoking crack. Like, you're going to leave her while she's working as hard as she works? I got a problem with this, bro.
Well, I mean, we're watching a show. Prioritize your time. Prioritize your show watching time. I'm sorry.
I have to tell you, I'm with Solana. I follow Valentina on Instagram. She does not spend enough time watching shows.
She needs to watch shows.
She is always working. She is always studying. She is always, she's into the, what is it, Herbalife? She's into the Herbalife stuff. She needs to watch more TV. She really needs to be on the couch watching more TV. I stand with Solana on this one. So, and you keep saying you're going to watch The Office, Crowder. Are you going to watch The Office?
I need to. I don't have Hulu.
It's not on Hulu.
What's it on?
It's on Peacock. It's on Comedy Central.
Oh, I got
in fact,
no
I can probably put
no,
it on. Right.
No, it's not. No, Crowder will not watch it with commercials. How dare you, Hawk?
It's so good with commercials. I watched The Office yesterday. I woke up. It was like, I don't know, maybe 9, 10 o'clock yesterday. Run out to the couch. I plant myself. I start watching The Office on Comedy Central with commercials. 10 a.m., get around 4 p.m., I flip over to Fox to watch the Inter Miami game. The bowling is running late on Fox, so they've delayed the start of Inter Miami. So now I get an extra half hour of The Office before I have to watch this Inter Miami game. We had money on Cincinnati, and so it was Cincinnati pick 'em and then plus a half the way soccer bets go. And when they tied it 2-2, I mean, I was like, oh, I can't believe we just won half this bet, and then Higuain's. Duck it right in us. Anywho, watch The Office.
How many episodes are The Office? Just a guess.
Probably like 600.
That, you know what? That was what I thought you would say. Because even I'm watching The Nevers on HBO and The Mayor of Easttown or something with my wife, and she's left me on both of them. But there's like 7 episodes. I can get into it with you. Like once I'm 8 years behind, I just feel like I'm too far gone.
That's how I feel about Breaking Bad. I never saw Breaking Bad, and I'm like, it's you know, people spent years on this. What I'm going to start now in 2021? I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I can make up that kind of time.
That's my thing.
Well,
that's my thing.
Let me summarize it for you. Michael Scott, funny as hell. Jim and Pam, great love story. D'Angelo Vickers ruins everything. All right? Robert California comes in and saves it. I nail it, Solana. I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
No, that Crowder, don't listen to him because all he did was summarize the last two seasons. And there's so much
that's
more.
Not true.
Robert California and D'Angelo Vickers shouldn't even be mentioned in a summation of The Office. They shouldn't even be mentioned.
Not do that to Robert California. Do not.
Shouldn't
do
even
that
be
to
mentioned.
Robert California.
Crowder, I just started season 7. So I've watched probably like 200 episodes of this show already. There's only one season left. Robert California, D'Angelo Vickers haven't even made an appearance yet. That's all you got to know about.
There's more than one season left. You're incorrect on that. You're totally incorrect on that. And I've watched The Office 15 times. I've seen 6,000 episodes with commercials. I can't stop watching this show. My wife is apoplectic. She does not understand how I do this. Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sunday. In fact, the only day that they don't air it on Comedy Central is Wednesdays. They air that stupid South Park all day long. Comedy Central is the greatest channel on the planet. The Office, every day but Wednesday. You can't go wrong. It's the best. All right, we got to take a break. I don't know how I got on this topic. We've got plenty of Panthers and Heat to talk about today. 3 o'clock hours next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm black, Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
Texan, Hawk, are you crazy as hell? Michael Scott is very funny, but make no mistake, The Office would not be half the show it was without Dwight Schrute. I don't disagree. That's what makes The Office so great. There are a number of characters, and they're all funny. They're all great. Like, you are so hard-pressed to find a show that has that many characters, and they're not just tertiary. They have main story arcs. You'd be hard-pressed to find a show like The Office that has that many characters, that is that good, without a single bad character. Except for D'Angelo Vickers.
goodness gracious.
I want to talk to Ryan and Casey at Funky Buddha. I want them to make a D'Angelo Vickers sucks beer. There's got to be. I want to create a D'Angelo Vickers beer with Funky Buddha.
Usually goes the other way with Funky Buddha, right? Like a Dwight Schrute ale,
right,
or something.
Right.
You don't usually go.
D'Angelo Vickers has to taste terrible, and they don't normally make stuff that tastes terrible. But we're gonna have to go think outside the box on this one.
Okay.
D'Angelo
Vickers,
ridiculous. All right, let's start out the 3 o'clock hour here with headlines and Alejandro Solana, because there is a lot to get to. Donovan Campbell is going to join us this hour. We always like when Donovan stops on by. So here is Solana with headlines.
We're looking forward to game two tomorrow between the Panthers and Lightning. Tough 5-4 loss yesterday at the BB&T Center. Tomorrow, game two, 8 p.m. No Sam Bennett for the Panthers. He has been suspended by the NHL for boarding a Tampa Bay Lightning player yesterday.
Yeah, it was a pretty harsh boarding penalty. I mean, it was legit, but I mean, in all honesty, there were so many missed Panthers calls right in front of the ref that who was the ref last night? D'Angelo Vickers?
He's been heavily criticized. I don't know if it was D'Angelo, but people down there don't like this ref.
Somebody texts in, Robert California sucks too. You, sir, are banned from this show for 1 week. Robert California is one of the greatest television characters in the history of television characters, and I'm not even being hyperbolic by saying that.
His name is very lame, to be honest.
Wait till you get to the twist on that. What makes it so brilliant.
It's just weird, Crowder, because, like, Robert California, he's a good character. Once you find out why they needed a new character, he's a good character. But Hawk has like this obsession with like the 14th best character on the show, who's only on the show for one season. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
That's how good he is. That's how good he is.
I would guess he has a little butt wipe in him, and he's sarcastic. And
you just can't put your finger on him. He is a loose cannon. He is, you know, completely not PC. It's as well written a character, and it's played so perfectly by James Spader. Like, it just
think about how he gets under people's skin.
I understand. I know. I understand. I relate.
I think you're looking in the mirror a little bit with Robert California.
Let me tell you something. Robert California's swan song. I tweeted this the other night. I think my favorite episode of The Office ever is Robert California's pool party. My favorite episode of The Office ever is an episode without Michael Scott and with Robert California. What do you think about that, people?
Wasn't even that funny. Like, it was good. It was a good episode. It's not even memorable.
What?
It's not even a memorable. I'm not even saying that to troll you. I love The Office, and I like Robert California. Good character, good storyline, good plot. It made sense. That episode was like whatever. It wasn't even that
Robert
good of an episode.
California's pool party? Robert are we talking about the same pool party?
Same pool party.
Are we talking about the same pool party?
It's the 305.
Dale. I'm saved by the 305 alarm. I am going to throw a pool party like that for our show before our career is over. Steven, does Steven watch The Office? Is Steven there? Do you watch The Office, Steven?
Not religiously. I like catch it every now and then on Comedy Central, though.
All right, so you don't know like all the characters and all the ins and outs?
Nah, not really.
All right. Wait till you get to my pool party, Steven. We are going to have a time.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And all the snorkeling.
Hawk and Crowder.
Got to bring in Donovan Campbell with something strong. Solana made the mistake before. What'd you play that set him off before, Solana?
Oh, I don't remember what it was, but I guess
Madonna,
it was
Madonna or something.
I think it was a rap song. It just something that Donovan wasn't feeling.
Yeah.
It wasn't a rap song. You brought him on with Dixie Chicks or Taylor Swift or something.
Yeah, I think it was Madonna. This is more appropriate for Donovan Campbell. Yeah. Like this more appropriate. go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Donovan Campbell, sports anchor and reporter at WSVN 7 here in Miami. He's a friend of the show. He's the best-dressed media member in all of South Florida, and he's joining us now. Hello, Donovan.
What's going on, boys? How you doing?
Were you feeling that?
Yeah, that was good. You can't go wrong with Lil Wayne. What you guys did bring me on the first time, well, not the first time, but the time that I complained, it was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Print.
That's right. I mean, even listen to the way Donovan's talking to you right now, Solana. He talks to you with some power and authority, and you brought him on with, you know, Nightmare on My Street or Parents Just Don't Understand or something. It wasn't
nursery rhymes, bro. Come on, man. No nursery rhymes. My kids are 7 and 4. They don't even listen to that.
Where I grew up, Donovan, the Fresh Prince was as hard as it got. You have to understand.
Where'd you grow up? In Sheboygan, Wisconsin? What are you talking about?
He looked at the Fresh Prince like Suge Knight.
I'm with Solana, dude. Was hard. That dude was hard, man. Had a rough life. Father came back to see him. All of a sudden, bailed on him again before the 30-minute episode was up.
Oh, man.
West Philadelphia, born and raised, Donovan.
West Philadelphia, born and raised. All right, let's start. I want to talk a little Heat. I want to go around the world with Donovan Campbell here. I want to start with the Heat, though, because they're going to play the Milwaukee Bucks in round one of the playoffs. And Crowder and I, we've talked about it today. Like, they had no problem with them last season, but it was the bubble season. And now you've got to face them again in round one. And I have a little bit of trepidation because Giannis has to get out of round one. Has to. And Mike Budenholzer has to. So I don't know. How you feeling about the Heat-Bucks matchup in round one?
I mean, you're always going to have to ride with your guys. But it's going to be very tough for the Miami Heat considering, like you said, Giannis has to get out of the first round. He's going to be playing with an extra chip on his shoulder, playing against the team that knocked him out of the playoffs last season. However, you know that the Miami Heat always up to a challenge. So when he brings it, Jimmy Butler's going to bring it to another level. So it should be fun. Not to mention, you can always bring UD in there to point his finger in somebody's face and give him some expletives and tell them to back up. So I'm still going with my boys at the Heat.
You brought it up, DC. You brought it up. I got to ask you. Is that the most memorable moment? When me and you are at our son's baseball games in 10 years from now and we start talking about UD, what Heat moment is the most memorable for you, speaking of Udonis Haslem?
I can't wait to see UD because I want to know exactly verbatim what he said to him when he was pointing his face, because that's when I'm really going to, like, the whole 305-954 in me is going to just come out because I want to hear it. Because I know it's going to be something real crazy. Because, you know, South Florida has, like, their own language. I know you've been here for a while now, Crowder. You know South Florida has its own language. And UD is, like, born and bred here. So I know it was something that was just off the cuff that we can't say on the airwaves.
But that moment with, you know, what, a week ago, that's your UD memory.
Man, it's so yesterday. It's, like, vivid right now. And I can't wait to talk to him about it. It was great. I mean, I just loved every bit of it.
I read lips, Donovan, and I'm pretty sure that he said to him, "You hear that new Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince? It's banging." And he said he was pointing at Dwight Howard. That's what
I White said no. That's what made him mad. Dwight said no.
No, right? He said Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, no sir. And then Udonis lost it, man. It was like, no, not in my
house. Kind of like I lost it on Solana after that. He played that. Like, no, don't ever do that again, please.
And then we found out that you guys are FIU Panthers together, and everything was
good. Right, now we cool.
Hey, Donovan, let me ask you this, man, because I'm kind of out of the conversation today because I've never seen an episode of The Office, and Solana and Hawk love The Office. Is this a racial thing? Have you seen The Office? I'm starting to lean towards this is just something that black people don't watch.
I'm not a religious Office fan. I have seen many episodes of The Office, and I think I caught on to The Office kind of late because the whole "that's what she said" thing, and that was where it like kind of originated from. So I kind of wanted to see where that came from. And it was pretty funny when I started peeking out the, you know, so I have seen some episodes and I try to be, you know, open-minded with all kind of shows. I never try to make it a black or white thing. I always try to make, you know, give a show a chance and feel it out. And The Office was pretty good. It was the same thing with Friends and Seinfeld. You know, I didn't jump on that bandwagon at first, and I'm like, yo, this thing kind of funny. So I kind of jumped on it later. Yeah,
Crowder's is very divisive. Dope. Crowder's very divisive. He sees the world in black and white. Yeah,
I see it in relatability, Donovan. And those Friends commercials, Seinfeld, you're not walking in my unlocked door any time of the day you want to, Kramer. There's no chance you're just going to walk in my door and start dancing. I'll shoot
you. That's Brumman. Brumman from the fifth floor walked in anytime he wanted to.
He got you there. He got you there.
At least he had to climb down the fire escape. But their front door was open, Donovan. At least Brumman had to climb down the fire escape. At least he had to do some work.
All right. I'm going to ask you one then, Donovan, because we talked about this all last week. Have you ever seen the movie Step Brothers with Will Ferrell?
Yes.
And?
It's all right. Nothing great.
Right. It's terrible. Yes. Okay. Donovan's my man.
Nothing great.
Donovan's my man.
Nothing great.
I never thought you'd have Donovan on Step Brothers.
Out. Yeah. It's not, yeah, there's nothing funny
stands
there.
Out.
Donovan.
Right.
Yeah. Boats and hoes?
Give me
no.
Nah, man. Give me Ferris Bueller. Give me the first 48 hours. Like, nah, man. There's so many better boats.
There you go. Donovan's my dude, man. Donovan's my dude. You want to get into radio, Donovan? I think Crowder's had enough of this.
I don't know. I don't think Crowder giving up those checks.
Me and Donovan, we tight. He know about them checks. He know I like them checks.
You do know
Crowder. My dog ain't giving up no checks. Yeah.
We say a gut punch. That's the gut punch you know with me. Boom. Oh, check. Yeah. I love it.
Donovan Campbell, watch him on WSVN 7. Thanks for making time for us, Donovan. We always have fun talking to you, man.
Anytime, boys. My pleasure.
There you go, Donovan Campbell. I love that. That's great. Ferris Bueller or 48 Hours. See, he's preaching the gospel. That's Step Brothers. What a bunch of garbage.
It's surprising. I thought Donovan would be all with us. He was on your side. That's surprising.
I actually asked my son if he wanted to watch Step Brothers this weekend because he had never seen it. And life in the Hockman house. The whole weekend, I'm railing about D'Angelo Vickers. It's what I do. I'm like a crazy man outside the 7-Eleven. So I'm railing all weekend about D'Angelo Vickers. It's what I do. And my son, who loves The Office and is forced to watch it a million times because it's always on every TV in my house, he's like, now what else has that dude been in? Because he hasn't seen a lot of Will Ferrell movies. It's nothing that appeals to him. And I said, he was in Anchorman. And I said, you ever see Step Brothers? And he goes, no, my friends love it, though. And I said, let's watch it this weekend. He said, okay. And then a couple times I asked him, you want to watch Step Brothers? And he said, no. So I was even going to watch it a second time this weekend just to see if I was missing something. Or if I watched it with a 17-year-old, maybe I'd watch it through younger eyes.
Because you didn't put the pressure on him. He's seen Uncut Gems, hasn't he?
Yes.
Because you put the pressure on him to see Uncut Gems.
I did.
You just walked past randomly on Saturday at 2. Hey DJ, you want to watch Step Brothers? Okay, no problem. Don't worry about it. See, I know how you do, Hawk. I know you.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You think you're tough?
Hawk and Crowder.
Funky. Funky Cole Medina. I wanted to hear Tougher Than Leather, but I guess we can do that in the next segment because we got to get funky this segment. So, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, I am staring at, and I guess this will probably end up being my funky, but I am staring at a 4-pack of Void Shaker right now. We go around the room. We tell you who got funky this weekend. So without further ado, here it is, the big open for who got funky.
Yo, E, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky.
Funky. Funky. Funky. Funky.
I can't get enough of that funky stuff.
You know what's funky?
funky, 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 cause you heard it from hearsay.
Who got funky on Hawk and Crowder?
Mmm. I love it. Listen to this.
Couple of
bottles of Void Shaker.
It's so good.
There it is. Sounds like what I was doing. So, nothing like the surprise of the delivery man ringing the doorbell, and he's got a little box, a little package from Funky Buddha Brewery, our friends. And that's exactly what happened this weekend. Who Got Funky, by the way, brought to you by Funky Buddha Hard Seltzer, made with real cane sugar and agave. Unleash your funk today. So, in my mind, Funky Buddha Brewery got funky because they sent us some Void Shaker over the weekend. Didn't know it was coming, and it is delicious. But then, the funkiness went to another level because our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery sent some to our friend Radio Jeff Smiles, the listener who made our Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song, if you recall. And Jeff Smiles got funky because he went into the lab and recorded a thank you song to Funky Buddha Brewery for sending him some Void Shaker. So listen to what he created.
I went to the door today. The UPS man says you've got a package from Funky Buddha. Thanks to Hawkman and Crowder for giving me that funky Buddha. Thanks to Hawkman and Crowder for giving me that funky Buddha.
Huh?
I like it.
Jeff Smiles got funky. So there you go. Funky Buddha
funky.
And Jeff Smiles got funky. Tell him, Tone Loke.
Funky.
That's right. Crowder, who got funky?
I would have to say it was so great. I don't want to bring it down, but I'm going to explain that I'm not bringing it down. You know who got funky this weekend was Vanessa Bryant. Did you watch her speech when she inducted her husband in the Hall of Fame? Like, I expected tears. I was like, it's a celebration. And we talk about it all the time, Hawk. We've announced the number of deaths, you know, during our duration of doing this show. Well, we always say, celebrate their life. I want to say that Vanessa Bryant celebrated her husband's life. She did an amazing job. I don't know if I could have kept my composure the way she did, putting her husband in the Hall of Fame and having the announcement speech. So I have to give a big shout out to Vanessa Bryant. She got funky this weekend at the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Funky.
I am with that. Tell him, Tone Loke.
Funky.
Steven, who got funky this weekend?
I know my guys lost last night, but I got to give it to my dude, Jonathan Huberdeau.
Yes.
You saw that funky pass that he had? Oh, my
funky.
God.
Funky.
Like, he was so good. He did get funky. Yeah. Terrible that it had to come in a loss. Good one, Steven. Steven, did they send you any Void Shaker?
Nah, they don't even know who I am.
I mean, Solana, how are we allowing this to happen? Steven's a big part of the show, and Funky Buddha's not sending him any Void Shaker.
I'm on it.
All right.
I'll bring you some, Steven. I'm coming back. I got cases in the garage.
I appreciate it, man. Can't
wait. Yeah. Solana, who got funky this weekend?
So I was going to give it to the Marlins because those new Havana Sugar Kings jerseys are so fire. And those are funky, so I guess I'm doing two here.
Funky.
Sorry. But it has to be Luis Suarez. 1 year ago, was forced out of Barcelona because the club claimed wasn't good enough to play at a championship level. So they forced him out. They disrespect Luis Suarez. Fast forward 1 year to yesterday. On the same day, Barcelona is eliminated for title contention after a miserable season. Luis Suarez scores a game-winning goal for Atletico Madrid to keep them in first place of La Liga. Just one easy result left until they are crowned champions. The 20th goal of the season for Luis Suarez in La Liga this season. He's showing he's still playing at a
funky
level.
All right, there you go. That's Who Got Funky over the weekend. Very good, everybody. And that's courtesy of our friends at Funky. Buddha Brewery. What kind of Buddha Brewery?
Funky.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm starting to feel it now, Crowder.
I'm feeling it.
Starting to feel it. Starting to feel it.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
Let's go.
So what do we do with this? Let's think this out. We had the guts. Did we have the guts last year for the Eastern Conference Finals, or was it only Solana that had the guts?
To be honest, I think it was only Solana.
I think it was just Solana, right? Solana had the guts. So let's think this out here for a second. They face off against Milwaukee. Listen, I've got guts, and I think the Heat can beat anyone on any given night. But man, I'm also a little nervous that you match up against a team that obviously has to go deep into the playoffs, or they're going to lose everything, right?
Yeah.
They're going to lose everything. The pressure on Milwaukee is immense. And so how do you feel? Can the Heat, and they had no problem with them during the regular season.
Nope.
How do you feel the Heat are going to match up in a seven-game series against the Bucks? Because I want to be uber confident, and I have just this gnawing feeling like, yeah, we had our way with them last year, and we could do it again, and something in my gut is telling me don't get overconfident.
I'm overconfident, Hawk. With the Bucks, like you're saying, we beat them in, what was it, five last year, gentleman sweep, and now we didn't have a problem with it in the regular season. Bam, he's a good matchup against Giannis. Giannis he's not going to shut him down, but it's a good matchup. They added Drew Holiday. So it's the team we beat last year with Drew Holiday. That doesn't strike fear in my heart.
Solana?
I mean, you know I have the guts. Yeah, I think this Milwaukee team is afraid of the Heat. They know what happened last year. It's sitting in the back of their head. This will be another comfortable victory for your Miami Heat. Come on, jump. I don't want to hear the bubble guts from you, Hawk. Come on, jump
but,
on.
But you
jump,
realize jump I'm not bandwagon. Even. I'm not. Listen, I got a lot of time. It's not going to happen until the weekend. I got plenty of time to get my guts. But you realize that the entire narrative around Giannis Antetokounmpo will change if he can't get past the Heat again. You realize the MVP, everything, legacy, everything will change. He will become a mere mortal if he can't get past the Heat again.
That's what he is. 'Cause you know what, Hawk? It gives me a lot of confidence when I've seen it. And I've seen them dominate Giannis Antetokounmpo. I've seen them dominate this team. You just see the matchups. And it was a couple games ago where, you know, the TNT guys were they were explaining, like, I don't even know what defense Spo's running. Who was that? I think Perk right. or somebody said. They're like, I don't know what he's running. And I played in the league for 15 years.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Like, he's like, I don't know what's going on. Spo is going to out-coach the Bucks. And we've seen them limit Giannis. Chris Middleton, you know I don't believe in him or his teeth at all. So, yeah, I don't want to be you talking about pull the starters in the fourth quarter, but I'm really not concerned with the Bucks. If this was the Nets, it's a different story. I'm not even that scared of Philly, to be honest. There's a couple teams in the East that I'd be like, huh. And you said it, Boston's not looking like themselves. I'm not real worried about anybody but the Nets.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, they've got to go through Milwaukee and the Nets if that's where they're going. It's certainly not an easy schedule.
But, Hawk, you mentioned the narrative around Giannis Antetokounmpo will change. I'm with you. He can't lose in the first round of the NBA playoffs this year. But I really think the pressure's on Mike Budenholzer. Like, if Milwaukee can't get back to the NBA Finals or get to the NBA Finals for the first time, he's gone. It's not Giannis that is gone. And, you know, like, Jordan didn't win his first title until he was 28. Durant was 28, LeBron 27, Steph Curry 27. Giannis is only 26 years old. Like, he's not there yet where if he doesn't win this year or if he doesn't get close to winning this year, then the jury's out on Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think he's so young. I think there's still so much more maturation there, especially given all the talent we know he has. I think it's on Mike Budenholzer more than Giannis Antetokounmpo this year.
Oh, there's no question. Budenholzer will not survive if they don't go. I would say to the Eastern Conference Finals, probably get out of the Eastern Conference Finals. He will not survive. But I think Giannis knows his entire reputation and narrative takes a huge hit if he doesn't get out of the first round. It's there is I mean, it's silly to say it because obviously in the playoffs, there is a lot on the line here. You know what I mean? Like, look at Atlanta. If they advance over New York, if New York advances over Atlanta, it's all gravy. That's great. For Giannis and the Bucks, there might be more on the line for them than there is for Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, for the long haul and the future of their organization?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah, Giannis is going to get tired of getting whooped in the first or second round every year. And to be honest, with that conversation about Giannis' responsibility, you know those series with LeBron where his teams get beat, but you're like, hey, if they give the MVP to a losing team, LeBron should have got it. We've talked about that for a number of years. Last year, Giannis was not the MVP of that. Giannis was not the best player on the court. I would say two or three Heat players, including Dragic, was better than Giannis throughout that series. So I'm more on Hawks' side, Solana. I think Giannis has a lot to prove. Not just saying like he doesn't have a chance. He is young. I'm talking about to his peers, how people look at Giannis. You're back-to-back MVP, and you can't get anywhere close to the Eastern Conference, not even the conference finals, ready at the finals. I think it's a lot of pressure on Giannis. I do.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And it's the width that matters.
Huh?
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, 5 o'clock hour here is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. We were so close to feeling good vibes all day, just minutes away from a Panthers victory, about 8 minutes if they could have held on, but instead of holding on, they gave up 2 goals in those final 8 minutes, and so no good vibes today. I'm so sorry.
But they usually finish strong. This is a change, so we're getting used to it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
Playoff hockey, baby. Playoff hockey.
One game. Yeah, playoff hockey, baby. One game out of seven. There are some odds out for the NBA playoffs and the play-in games and the series prices, right? So everybody knows, if you listen to this show, we have a bet on the Panthers, me, Crowder, and Solana, full units. Panthers to win the series over Tampa. We have it at plus 135. So we'll kind of have to see how things play out. But the play-in games, and obviously there's one play-in game. I'm assuming we're all in agreement. One play-in game that everyone really is interested in.
Yes, sir. Those Lakers.
Warriors and Lakers. That's a great. You want to guess? You want to guess what the line is on that game? It's at the Lakers at the Staples Center. Lakers 7 seed hosting Steph Curry and the Warriors. You want to guess what the line is?
Ooh, Lakers 3.5.
You want to guess, Solana, or do you know?
Lakers 4.5.
6.5. Wow. 6.5. Lakers are going to put the hammer down on them, right? I mean, they have to.
I think they're going to win, yes. I don't know if they're going to win by 6 because Steph is playing out of his mind right now.
He is, but I mean, come on. If AD and LeBron put their minds to it, I mean, what are we even doing here? Yeah. So the matchups, so it's the Hornets at the Pacers. That is a god-awful play-in game, right? Mm-hmm. Is anyone interested in that?
Nope.
No. I can't name 4 guys in that series.
I don't think I could name 4 guys in that series. Could you, Solana? I'm not even lying. I think you're right. Could you, Solana?
Yeah, I think you guys would know some of the Hornets players, like LaMelo Ball. Remember Terry Rozier, Torchta. So I think you guys could, if you really tried, you could name some of these guys.
I know Scary Terry, but I didn't know Scary Terry with the Hornets.
I'm not certain I know what city the Hornets play in. now that if you really want to press me on this, I'm not certain I could name what city they play in. And then there's the Wizards and the Celtics. I kind of would like to see the Wizards advance there, to be quite honest.
How the Celtics are playing lately, it's a chance now. Let's not act like they're the old Celtics.
Celtics opened as a 3-point favorite,
And now they're a 1.5-point favorite. So there is some action on the Wizards there. Got the Spurs at the Grizzlies. I'll root for the Grizzlies there because I like Ja Morant, but I like Michael Wallace, our friend who works at Grizzlies.com. So hopefully they can advance.
Yeah.
And then Warriors, Lakers. Then there's a couple prop bets. Will a 10 seed advance to the NBA playoffs? Yes or no? So the 10 seeds are the Spurs, who play the Grizzlies, and the Hornets, who play the Pacers. No. 10 seeds, Solana would have to win 2 games, right?
Correct. No shot.
No. Right. The no is minus 450.
Yeah.
It implies a 26% chance that a 10 seed would advance. So that's not great odds, obviously. And then these are from betonline.ag. MVP odds right now, Nikola Jokic is minus 5,000 to win the MVP. Steph Curry is plus 1,600. That's about Chris Paul is plus 10,000. If you think that Chris Paul might get some legacy votes. Rookie of the year, you want to guess, Solana?
But real quick, isn't it supposed to be done now? It's supposed to be the regular season. The postseason not supposed to be involved in MVP and rookie of the year.
Right, I would imagine the voting is done, right? Or if it's not done, then they tell people to vote only based on what they saw in the regular season, right?
That's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be only based on what, right?
Yeah. My guess is votes have to be in by Tuesday night, say, you know, Wednesday morning. Yeah.
And I don't agree with that because of, like, even the Giannis the last 2 years. If you put the playoffs into it, I don't think he wins it.
But if those are I think you're right. I think Giannis would have played himself out of an MVP last season.
Yeah. But if those are the rules you're going by, yeah, Jokic is killing that. His numbers are stupid.
Rookie of the year, Solana, you want to guess who the huge favorite is?
It's either LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards.
Yeah,
it's,
so LaMelo's minus 700. He's a huge favorite, Anthony Edwards. Plus 400. Those are the only two. Precious Achiuwa not getting odds on that. Defensive player.
They didn't watch last night's game, clearly.
Looter in a riot. Defensive player of the year, Solana?
I don't want to hear it because it's got to be Bam Adebayo.
Bam's not even on the list.
Yeah. I don't even. I'm gonna tune out here for a second.
Rudy Gobert is -3,300. Yeah,
what a joke.
Swear to goodness, I didn't know I was gonna say Rudy Gobert because he's always there.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert is -3,300. Next is Ben Simmons at +1,100.
Oh, so what a joke.
Ben Simmons is a defensive specialist, is what he is. He's terrible on offense.
All right, that's going to wrap things up here for us on this Monday. Man, things are getting heavy, hot and heavy. So Panthers tomorrow, obviously a bummer last night, but don't let it ruin your Monday night. And then we'll find out later in the week the Heat schedule. And it'll be Heat and Bucks 7-game series. So all the Panthers playoff games can be heard on 560 QAM. All the Heat playoff games can be heard on 790 The Ticket. And coming up tonight on 560, I believe it is Larry Bluestein and the High School Sports Report on 560. And Ticket Rewind coming up on 790 The Ticket. So everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Thank you, Goldie. Donovan Campbell, always bringing it strong on this show. You can hear anything that you missed on our podcast. Download the Audacy app. AUDACY. And while you've downloaded that app, if you already have it, please search Hockman and Crowder and subscribe to our podcast. Just hit the subscribe button. It's free and we would appreciate it. That certainly would help us out. So if you missed anything, check out our podcast on the Audacy app. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Give me the Drieger. Give it to me. Defense let down Bob. This broadband let me down.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need
Oh no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.